Wake up every morning the good way.
The president to the captain. There it is. Francois Pienaar. And Nelson Mandela is cheering along with the whole of the stadium. A sea of flags. Wonderful moment for the whole of South Africa.
And 30 years later, we'll still be celebrating that special moment right there. So where were you when the Springboks lifted the Rugby World Cup for the very first time? Well, I was 4 years old, to be exact. And I can still remember, you know, my parents and family members all jumping on the couches, everyone celebrating that unique moment.
Yeah.
But if you were to ask a man like, for instance, Mark Andrews, where were you? Well, Mark, you were on the pitch. And you were part of that squad that lifted the Rugby World Cup and the William Webb Ellis Trophy for the very first time on South African soil. And listening back to that moment, what comes to mind?
Well, firstly, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show this morning and being able to share this very special day in our lives. I got goosebumps while listening to the DJ Powers, that song, and it just brought back so many memories. I'm sitting outside the Phantom Hotel. We're having our reunion today with the 95 side. And it just brought back incredible memories just of a very special day. And I must say, just off the topic a bit, I see that Trump has declared peace in the Middle East. I think that's in honor of what happened in South Africa 30 years ago when we played a small part in uniting South Africa. So, just to try and put it into a couple of words is almost impossible. Just the feeling I had inside that field or on that field was just firstly relief. Thank God we actually won, because to have lost it at home in front of our incredible supporters would have been devastating. So if you speak to all the players, and we had a dinner last night, and some of the guys were talking about it and just saying the first emotion we had was relief, absolute just relief, and then it was joy and just incredible joy after that.
Mark Andrews, World Cup winning Springbok, joining us on the Good Morning Breakfast, all in celebration of the 30th anniversary of the Springboks winning the World Cup for the very first time. Now, Mark, like you mentioned, you walked into the stadium and walked out of the stadium, and South Africa looked completely different. Looking back at that moment, do you feel that truly played a part and was a pivotal moment and changed the course of history for us as South Africans and uniting us through sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were very privileged in a way that we got to meet Nelson Mandela twice before that final. So we spent time with him, and he was an incredible man. I mean, some say he used the situation of the Rugby World Cup to for his own benefit, to unite South Africa for what he wanted. But I think we're very happy to be pawns in that game, because you're right. I mean, when we started that tournament, we had bodyguards with us. In our kit bags, we had our boots and our jerseys and our tracksuits and our machine guns and pistols, because there was this huge set of, there was so much tension in the country. And by the end of that World Cup, it was almost like everybody wanted to love us and just love the whole moment of being South Africans. So, yeah, we were very lucky to be able to play, and I'll say a very small part of it. I think it was ultimately Nelson Mandela was the genius behind wearing Francois' jersey, taking that moment and going, hey, there's an opportunity to unite our country. And it was awesome, because I think for South Africans, I mean, at that stage, we were the best at nothing in the world. And all of a sudden, overnight, every South African was a world champion. And that, I think, played a little role in making our country united during that time.
Wow. Mark Andrews, World Cup winning Springbok on the Good Morning Breakfast. And that's actually quite surreal if you think about it. We were the best at doing absolutely nothing in the world. And suddenly, each and every single South African, the moment the William Webb Ellis Cup got lifted by President Nelson Mandela and Francois Pienaar, we were all world champions. Well, Mark,
and we were
so
united. And we were united together as world champions.
Yeah.
Which was, yeah. And the Boks have done it three more times after. Huh? Fantastic set.
Exactly. So you guys started paving the way. So in actual fact, all victories from here on forth is all thanks to the 1995 squad.
100%.
So thank you so much for that. Mark, thank you so much for sharing the memories and the insights as to, you know, the 95 World Cup and for sharing this special day with us where we celebrate its 30th anniversary. We wish you all the best, and also thank you for the role that you've played in uniting South Africa and ensuring that, you know what, it's just simply a better South Africa for all.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for giving me the platform, and enjoy the day. I certainly am. Thank you.
And you know what's to add to this special day? Not only are we celebrating the 30th anniversary of the 1995 World Cup, but we also see the return of Springbok Rugby this coming
this weekend
where they take on the Barbarians on home soil.
The Good Morning Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., only on OFM. Brought to you by NutriFeeds, the formula for success.